The Gemara and Dafi Alfin and Alfin the Tav brings down this steer of Sukkah from Rav Tariki. One pasuk says Vayashivas Yom Tachas Imai, which is Mashma that the Laila is Chazi, and the other pasuk says Yomashina Vahali Ratze, which is Mashma Yomashmini In, and Laila. No, it sounds like the Laila is not Chazi. So my answer is Laila LeKedusha B'Yom LeHartza, that to be Makibay you have to wait till the day, but at night already you're able to be Makdash, and you're not over on the Lav of being Makdash Psulim. Now this steer of the Psukim, the Gemara brings on the Psukim in Parshas Emma. You have the same stira and a pasuk early in Parshas Mishpatim by Bechar. You have the same sukkim, that same stira, if it's Laila or Yom, and over there you don't have the Teretz of the Gemara. You can't say Laila L'Kedusha by Yom L'Hartza because the Bechar is already Kaddish, or it is Kaddish already. We're not talking about being Makdashit. And even though there's a mitzvah Lakdisha, Hagam that it's Kaddish, there's a mitzvah Lakdisha, so maybe give the same Teretz of Laila L'Kedusha, but Soktach Sam Sefer, that doesn't make sense because there is no Issa to be Makdash Bechar earlier because Be'atzim it's Kaddish already Merechim. Just a mitzvah Yishai, so that would be mutter even before the Zaman. So how do we answer this kasha when it comes to Bechar? So the Chasam Sefer in the Tshuva and Shin Mem Gimel in Yerida says a beautiful teretz. He says like this. He says that Batsim, the whole kasha of the Gemara is Tzarechin. What's the steer between the Pesukim, whether it's Yom or Laila? L'chari can answer very pashut. Since by Kachem Laila Haylach Achar HaYom, so when it says Yom HaShvi, HaYashiv HaYom HaTachas Imai, so that means the end of the Yom Shvi is not going to end until the morning of the Shmini. So it's going to include the night of the Shvi because the Laila is Haylach Achar Yom. So both Pesukim can be saying the same thing, that it's Mutter Miyam HaShmini Ve'elach. So what Bichlal is the Kasha L'Gamar? So the Teretz is like the Chasam Sefer. It's because that's by Kachem Halayla Haylach Achar Yom. We're not talking about Kachem over here, we're talking about Chulin. It's not Kaddish yet, so therefore it has Din of Chulin. And the Laila is not Haylach Achar Yom. So then it's Taka Good Kasha. It's a good steer, and the Gemara has to answer the Chilik between Kiddush and Hartza. Mazaktach Sam Sefer by Bechar, where Itaki is Kaddish, it's already Kaddish Merechim, so it does have a din of Kachim. So if it has a din of Kachim, then the din is Laila Haylach Achar Yom, and by Kachim, and therefore by Bechar, the whole Kasha is on the Kasha to begin with. Both Psukim are saying the same thing, that it's Aser until the end of the night of the Shvi, because Laila Haylach Achar Yom, and Yom Shvi Nivahala, Taka would be Mutter, and that's why the Gemara is not bothered Bechlal when it comes to Bechar, which is already Kaddish, it's only a Kasha by other Korbanis. Now the Ikar Hanach that the Chasam Sefer is making that there's no Issa to be Makdash Bechar before the Zman because it's already Kaddish Merechim. That is not Pashut. And the Rashash and Erechin and Daf Chavtes, he assumes that there would be an Issa. The Taki is an Issa to be Makdash even before the Zman. And the Fidat, that same Teretz would apply L'char to Bechar. But the Fidat Chasam Sefer, they wouldn't apply. This is the Vart that he's saying. And I mean, Meir Lekash is Bechar, not a Kash when it comes to Bechar because Bechar is already Kaddish. And therefore, the Laila would be Hayil Chachar.